And look who's going to be kicking off tonight, guys.
Yeah, we talked about it. Coach Mack said that when Tyson kicked that ball 75 yards into the end zone, that everybody in the stands looked at him like, Coach, what are we doing here? Let's get the guy on the field. He's going to take the kickoff tonight for us.
I was talking with the kicking coach, and he said they've known all along he could kick like that, but his back had been hurt.
Yeah.
And that was what was causing him to kick that ball so far on punting.
Yeah, he also said a little bit of accuracy issues. Coach said at the countdown to kick, or the, excuse me, the Randy McPherson coaches show. But we were already kicking it out of bounds, Wes. So, I mean, let's go ahead and give a guy a chance that's got the potential to put it in the end zone.
Now, let's play some football.
Back deep for the Generals is number 10, Matthew Williams, and number 5, Donovan Greer.
Six.
Well, number 6, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Donovan Greer still. Generals are in the white uniforms, black pants, black helmet, Vikings in white pants, crimson uniforms, crimson helmets.
Here comes Tyson Shaw. He steps toward the ball, high end over end kick. He will take it at the 5, back to the 3, out at the 5 to 10. Gets hit, spins at the 15, still on his feet across the 20, the 25, all the way out to the 26-yard line, and a great return there on what could have been disastrous for the Generals to start with.
Yeah, he made something out of nothing, caught it at the 5, bobbled it around a little bit, picked it up, ran it really right up the gut on the far hash, and got a really big gain on that. They're going to take over 1st and 10. Generals are going to take over 1st and 10, ball on the 27-yard line.
In the shotgun, D.J. Walker, their quarterback. He's got 4 wideouts. Single man to the far side.
5 wideouts.
5 wideouts. 4 to this side, 1 to the far side. Empty backfield. We are in a 3-man front. Drops back, pump fakes, looks. Tosses way down. Fail, got a man open, and the ball is dropped at the 50.
Yeah, he did a good job there, pump faking, trying to get us to bite on it. But number 17 for us, Justin Smith, wasn't having any of it. Saw the pump fake and was right there in coverage. A little bit of contact, but it's early. So it looks like the officials might be letting them play a little bit.
2nd and 10, the ball out at their 27-yard line on the far hash mark. Generals going from left to right on your radio dial. Again, Walker in the shotgun for the Generals. 5 wideouts, 4 to our side. He quarterback keeper looking for a hole. Nothing there, runs right up in the middle, gets hit. He'll get a yard and no more, Taylor. It'll be 3rd and 9 as they get up to the 28.
Yeah, we talked about it in the pregame. Jeff Davis filling that hole quick. Also the other host of Vikings there. It was designed quarterback draw the whole time, but we snuffed it out.
Again, they go empty backfield. 5 wideouts to our side of the field, single to their side. Walker in the shotgun, standing at the 25. 11:20 to go, first quarter, no score. Those little flags. Oh, right out in the flat. And our guy, their wideout turned and ran our guy right into their receiver.
Yeah, they were blocking Will Tolbert, but they blocked him right into where the guy made the catch. Good job, Will Tolbert, seeing that and making an open field tackle.
It'll be
assist tackle for the general.
Yeah, they got that. Just turned him right into it. It'll be 4th and 9 from the 28-yard line, and they're on to punt. And the quarterback, D.J. Walker, will do the punting. We send number 17, Justin Smith, back. D.P. standing at our 40. 10:45 to go, first quarter, no score. 9 men up on that line of scrimmage. We jack a guy off. There's a flag. They'll have us for encroachment, so they'll move it 5 yards.
Still going to be not enough for a first down, Wes. I still think they're in a punt position here, but great job there by the cadence right there to get us to jump.
And, of course, with the quarterback back there, you've got to watch in a short situation. Could it be a fake?
Yeah, they got to get it out to the 37-yard line. We brought 2 guys back now, Tavon Kyle and Tyson Harris.
Let's see if they kick it towards Tyson.
Yeah, they need to back up just a little bit. Yeah, Tyson's done a great job of turning the ball. The field turf monster's been getting in there.
Walker standing at the 21. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Puts his foot into it. He kicks it towards Devon Kyle. Kyle backs up, takes it at the 35. Tries to come near side. Gets a block from Tyson on the corner. Around the side he goes. There's a flag down as Devon will return the ball out to the 45. But there is a flag back at the 40. Now, I think they're going to get us for a hold.
Yeah, Marty, you in a position to see what that was, Russ? Never mind. Marty was not right there. He's on the other side where we were playing defense.
Yeah, they got us for a block in the back on that one.
Okay. Going to back it up. They're going to call it from the 40, so it's going to back us up to about the 30.
Yep, to the 30. It'll be 1st and 10 for our Vikings from the 30. 10:25 to go first quarter. No score. Vikings first possession. The ball on the near hash mark right here in front of our stands. And Michael Barrett brings the Vikings out on the field. He's got J.D. Lee in the backfield with him. Harris and Tavon Kyle to the near side. Sends Jenkins to the far side. The Generals are in a 3-man front. 3 linebackers, now 4. Barrett in the shotgun, waiting on the snap. He brings Tavon Kyle in motion, gets it to J.D. Lee off the right side. He jumps into that, looks like that B-gap, and he'll pick up about 4 or 5 yards as he crosses over to 30.
Yeah, they were giving it to him the whole time. Linebacker for the Generals, number 40, Isaac Dowling, really filled the hole. But it wasn't after a 3 yard gain going to bring up 2nd and 7 for the Vikings.
I was trying to be a little generous there. Now we said trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Barrett looks again at a 3-man general front. Turns, throws out to Tisdale out in the pass. Off his fingertips. Oh, almost intercepted as it was off the fingertips of Travis Tyson.
Tisdale out in the flats, trying to get that pass, just thrown a little too high for his liking. Barrett, a first and complete pass for the night. Going to bring up third down for the Vikings. 9:55 to go, no score, first quarter.
3rd and 7, the ball out of our 33. We've got to get to the 40. He has Travis Tisdale in the backfield with him. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Again, that 3-3 defense by the Generals. Barrett rolls right. There they come off, blitz off the corner. Throws out, catch off the finger. We had a wide open to Tavon Kyle for the first down, and we didn't get it.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle knew where the sticks were, knew the line of game. He got past it. The ball was there. He just couldn't come up with the reception. Good job on the design rollout to the far side by Michael Barrett and force a punt to the Vikings.
They'll send number 6, Donovan Greer, back deep. For the Shiloh Generals, Tyson Shaw for our Vikings to punt. He's standing inside the 20. Generals 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. High snap. Gets a high kick away. Hits at the 35 and a bounce across the 30 out of bounds at the 27. And that's where they'll take over 1st and 10, just like they did on their previous drive.
Yeah, kick was high and long, something we were asking for out of him. Good job by that young man getting flipping the field position for us.
Guys, one thing the coaches were just commending him on was he angled that too. He angled it towards the sideline, which really narrows the field for them. Something they've obviously been working on in practice, and they just told him a great job just him.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 9:42 to go, first quarter. No score, second possession by the Generals. Again, empty backfield. 4 receivers near side. Single receiver near side. Now a man in motion. Quarterback keeper off the left side gets hit in the backfield, spins, and he'll lose a yard. Nothing there.
Yeah, Will Tolbert at the defensive end, outside linebacker, he brought him back into play. You want to push him back into the other defenders, and that's exactly what he did. Set the edge. Wasn't able to get to the corner, which is one of our problems in our loss this year, is not setting the edge. Good job by Will Tolbert.
Like I said, he got back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be 2nd and 10 from the 27. Ball on the near hash mark. Generals going from left to right on your radio dial. DJ Walker for the Generals gets the play from the sidelines. Now he sends 4 receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. We've got man coverage on this side. He drops back, looks, throws, almost picked off by number 10.
Yeah, Jeff Davis saw it, read it like a book, and got out there in the flat to really get a finger on it. Good job by Jeff Davis getting a finger on that ball. It's going to bring up 3rd and 10 for the Generals.
8:57 to go. Clock stopped here at Martin Stadium in the first quarter. No score. Let's see what the Generals can do on the 3rd and 10. Now they change their offense a little bit. They've got trips to the far side, twins to the near side, still an empty backfield. We're in a 3-man front. Straight back. Lobs it downfield. Got a man open and threw over the fingertips out at the 45. Pass was intended for number 11. That's Purvis Terrell.
Yeah, we were right there in coverage. They were trying to get the whole ball of wax there, Wes, on one play. Going to bring up 4th down. No score, 8:52 to go in the first quarter. The Generals are forced to punt for the 2nd time tonight.
They'll send Justin Smith back deep again. Moore to punt. He's waiting on the snap. There it is. Gets it away. A little squib kick. Hits at their 41, and it'll bounce down at the 42, and we'll take over at their 42-yard line.
Yeah, a little Peter action. Get out of the way. It's only a 13-yard punt, and we're going to have a timeout for water breaks. We're going to take one with them. No score, 30-second break after this. 99.5, Kicks Country.
Back to the CBC Bank press box. Michael Barrett gives the ball to J.D. Lee over the right side. He's got a 1st down as he gets across the 30 down to about the 28. That was quick, buddy.
Yeah, J.D. Lee, one of our impact players in pregame. West really just churned his little legs. Enough for a 1st down. Vikings got great field position after the punt. Ball on the 29-yard line.
All on the far hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. 8:30 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Our second possession. We've got trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. The Generals in a three-man front. Michael Barrett for the Vikings. Quarterback keeper over the left side. He gets hit, pulled down, but he'll fall forward and pick up about 4, maybe 5 yards on a designed quarterback keeper. Started up the middle, saw the hole closed, and just cut to the outside.
Yeah, pure athletic ability. Was able to get it outside. Going to bring up second and about 5, maybe 6. 8 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Trips near side, single receiver far side. They're showing blitz off the far side. Barrett calls for the ball. There they come. He gets out. He just has to throw it. That's all he can do. They come hard. Nobody picked him. The blitzer up. He has to get rid of the ball before the receiver can get down.
Yeah, they're bringing a blitz off the edge there, Wes. Barrett saw him. It was in his face. Was able to just throw it up. Xavier Jenkins wasn't able to run underneath that one. Going to bring up third down and about 6. Ball on 25-yard line.
Ball in the middle of the field. Travis Hisdale in now for the Vikings. Twins to the near side. Single receiver far side. Generals again now showing blitz right up the middle. Now they back out. Barrett looks. Goes out. Last catch made by Devon Kyle at the 20. He's across the 15 down to about the 13-yard line. First down Vikings.
Yeah, caught it right about the sticks. If he was able to make the tackle, may not have got it, but his little juking move, getting upfield yards after catch. Tavon Kyle is so good at that. Got us the first down. First and 10 Vikings. Ball on the 14. No score.
Send trips to the far side. Xavier Jenkins to the near side. Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett for the Vikings. Gives it to Tisdale right up the middle. Look at big Travis roll inside the 10 down to around the 7-yard line.
Yeah, that young man is going to be something special. Saw a little bit of that last week with his ability to run. Turning those legs now. Got us about 6, maybe 7 on the play. Going to bring up second down inside the 10.
Second and 3. And Barrett on the quarterback. Keeper over the left side into the end zone. Touchdown, Bucking.
Yeah, read option. They talked about that all week in the pregame. And we talked about it at the coaches show. Run pass option. What do? You keep it. Read that defensive end. He bit Michael Barrett. Walked into the end zone.
That's what you're supposed to do. Degan Anderson on the long snapper. Caleb Burns the hold.
We're missing somebody.
Yes, we are.
Set up both in gate. Looks like Devon Holmes was asking for, we're missing somebody, but he was just wanting to know, Coach, what are we doing? We kick in or are we going for it?
There comes Colson Bruman to take the extra point. There's a snap. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 7-0. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box. High above Martin Stadium. Vikings set to kick off. Greer and Matthew Williams back deep to receive. High end over end kick. Will be taken at the 12. He's at the 15. The 20 comes up the middle of the field at the 25. Looking for a hole. Gets hit and goes down at the 28-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Hitting and Air Drive recap.
Okay, Wes, that drive went for 6 plays, 42 yards. Took a minute 30 off the clock. Michael Barrett ran in for the touchdown from 7 yards out. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through to make it 7-0 Vikings with 7:09 left on the clock.
If you want to know what the ooh was, great job there on Page Hitting and Air Drive recap. It wasn't for that, Chuck. It was because of the hit that Austin Robinson laid on that guy rushing.
D.J. Walker in the shotgun. Got a man in motion towards the Vistra side of the field, and they jump. They look at procedure. While we've got that, an update from Tipton. It is the Cats 21, Tipton 7.
Barossa is continuing their good performance this year.
It'll be second and 15. They'll move the ball back to the 23-yard line.
Now 28-7.
28-7. First and 15 from the 23. Three-man front for our Vikings. Walker for the Generals call for the ball. Quarterback keeper right up the middle. He's got a hole this time as he gets back to the original line of scrimmage where it should be second and 10 from somewhere around the 28.
Yeah, Mike Gentry, the guy that broke up the play last week, caused a fumble there in crucial time of the game, able to make the stop for us. Good job by that young man, a junior. Wes, the only problem is when you don't have a running back in the backfield, you really eliminate the potential to give to him so they can really focus in on the pass or the quarterback running alone.
Five receivers, three to the far side, single receiver near side, man in motion. Now they throw out, and the ball is tipped.
Yeah, right there. It looked like Brenton Carter in on the coverage for the Vikings. Might have been a little too close to comfort there, Brittany, but the referee did not call pass interference, and they're going to bring a third and 10 for the Generals.
It was awfully close. Stops the clock, 6:35 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Generals, three receivers, far side, two near side. Walker in the backfield. It's been an empty backfield all night so far. Three-man front for our Vikings. Here we come, rushing, pushing back. We got him on the roll. Throws way downfield, and he throws it out of bounds. The catch was made in our territory, but the receiver was out of bounds, and it'll be 4th and 10. Taylor?
Yeah, pocket collapsed on him, rolled out to the far side of the field, and the guy's got an arm. The quarterback for them has got an arm. D.J. Walker had a guy, kind of got a little behind us, Wes, but he threw it out of bounds. Reception was made, but it was out of bounds. 4th down.
Walker back to punt, and we send Devon Kyle and Tyson Harris back deep, standing about our 45. We're only going to rush 5. Waiting for the snap. There it comes. Squibs the kick. Hits Devon Kyle. Will take it. Picks it up at the 35. He's back to the 40. Looks for a hole. Nothing there. Cuts back right into two of the Generals, and they'll pull him down as he crossed the 45 up to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, a little line drive kick there. The bounce was kind of wicked there for Tavon. Picked it up, dancing around, trying to get positive yards, and he did. Got a little bit of positive yards there. Great field position again for us. Ball on the 48-yard line of the Vikings. It's going to be our third possession. Is that right? Third possession, I believe. And Barrett brings him out on the field.
He does. He's got two receivers, far side, two near side. Drops straight back. Looks. They did come to the rush. Steps. Avoids. The rusher throws downfield and off the fingertips of number 48, Gary Marcus.
Marcus Gary, one of our Deloach Body Works impact players. They threw it out to him. Generals number one, Quincy Brooks, was there to make the stop or make the pass breakup. We talked about him in pregame that he's a great blocker, but we don't really key on him a lot in our passing game. They proved it strong right there going deep for Marcus Gary.
6:10 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. 2nd and 10. We give it to J.D. Lee. Oh, that's not J.D. Lee. That's number
Scat.
33.
Call him Scat.
Mr. Scat. Deontay Moore. Deontay, a 5'3", 140-pound senior, and he can scat. He gets a yard out to almost to the 50, so it'll be 3rd and long 8, short 9, whichever way you want to look at it.
Yeah, pretty much a design passing down here for us, Wes.
Two receivers far side, two near side. They're showing blitz up the middle. Now to come off the corner. And he avoids one man, two, but will spin away if the third guy looks. Still on his feet, nobody open. And Michael Barrett does what the only thing he can do is get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, making something out of nothing. The Generals brought the house there, and we weren't able to account for everyone blitzing. Michael Barrett did a good job avoiding tackles and getting positive yards. Sack there could have really killed us and going to force us to punt. Brings out Tyson Shaw to punt again for the Vikings.
Tyson standing at the 35. Greer standing back at his 20. They've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. Tyson puts that right foot into it. Nice trick. Drives him all the way back to the 14 where he gets hit. Gets by one man, too, but that's all he's going to get away from. We had two more Vikings down there waiting on him. One of them was number 88. That was Dagan Anderson, the long snapper,
yeah,
down there.
Also in there, number 52, Taylor McCauley in there. Really forced him out of position on there. For all your up-to-date high school football scores every Friday night, log on to www.vodafatoday.com.
5:20 to go in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. 1st and 10 for the Generals at the 13-yard line. Ball on the far side of the field. Generals going from left to right on your radio dial. We're in a three-man, now a four. Generals with a running back this time. They send him out around. We've got a hold on him. Turns, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose 2 yards.
Yeah, Jahari Boone, one of Bill's Deloach Body Works impact players there to make contact. Yeah, one of the pistol formations right there for the Generals West. Caught a guy in motion, handed it off to him, and lost on the play. Make it about 2nd and 11.
Yeah, 2nd and 11. I thought it was a little bit further than that. Again, the pistol. They've got number 35 in the backfield, Jalen Myers. There's a snap. Quarterback rolls left. Looking downfield. We come there. Throws it out just off the fingertips of number 6. That is Donovan Greer for an incomplete pass.
Tolbert right there in coverage, though. And number 10 for us, Jeff Davis, was really rushing the quarterback there. Made him throw something that he really may not have wanted to throw. Going to bring up 3rd down for the Generals. Ball on their own 12.5, let's call it 13-yard line.
He sends two receivers near side, two far side. He keeps a man in the backfield. 4:39 to go here in the quarter. In the first quarter, Vikings losing 7-0. Walker for the Generals. Calls for the ball. Stands up in the pocket. Goes out in the flats and way over the head of Donovan Griffin. An incomplete pass. And the Generals will have to punt.
Yeah, the receiver had enough for the first down if he was able to make the catch. Ball overthrown just a bit. Seeing a little accuracy problems here beginning of the game for D.J. Walker.
And of course, we're starting to put some pressure on him. We had number 10 that had a beat on him. That's Jeffrey Davis. If he doesn't get rid of the ball, Jeffrey's going to sack him. Tavon Kyle and Tyson Harris back deep. They've got Tyson Harris on our side of the field. They flip-flopped him this time. They're standing back on the general 45 as D.J. Walker, the punter and quarterback, standing around the two-yard line. Seven men up on the line of scrimmage for our Vikings. Walker calls for the ball. Gets that foot into it, and he kicks it toward Tavon Kyle, who takes it at the 39. Stutter steps. He's across the 35, the 30, still on his feet as he fights his way down to the 29-yard line.
Tavon Kyle, a young man that's really dangerous when it comes to yards after catch, and he was able to get positive yards. He's going to be placed down at the 29-yard line. We're going to take a 30-second break. The Vikings are leading 7-0, 4:22 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box with Coach Marty for a sideline update.
Guys, right now, the biggest difference in this game is field position, and they're not getting much on their punts. They're trying to kick it away from Tyson Harris. They're getting into to Tavon, but they're not getting much on it, and that's right now the difference in the game.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, part supply, sideline update.
Barry gives the ball to Travis Tisdale up the middle, and that sophomore gets to go. He's awfully close to a first down. They're going to give him, it's going to be right at the 19. Sort of spot the ball whether he's got a first down or not. But as Keith Jackson used to say, he's only a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore four is going to be a real pleasure to watch in the next coming months, coming years.
Second half a yard. Barrett. Again, oh, there's the flag, and what we got? Illegal procedure.
Got an update. The Moultrie game, they are trailing 13-0 at the moment. Tough Roswell, a little state championship rematch play there. It is a illegal procedure. Back the Vikings up 5 yards.
Second and five back at the 24-yard line. 3:55 to go first quarter. No, Vikings leading 7-0. Michael Barrett in the shotgun. He's got Travis Tisdale in the back there with him as he brings two receivers near side, two far side. Generals in a four-man front. Barrett looks to the sidelines for our Vikings. Takes a snap. Throws out in the flats. That's to Devon Kyle. He has the first down as he gets across to the 20 down to the 18-yard line.
You got to throw the ball out there. You got to catch it, but you also got to block. Good job there by Tyson Harris, stealing that edge, able to let Tavon get enough for the first down. Vikings first and 10, ball on the 17-yard line. Like Mark said, great field position. Of course, we've got to come away with points on the board.
You sure do. 3:32 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Give it to Tisdale. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Spins and falls forward to pick up about two, almost 3 yards. Great spin move by Tisdale. As he got hit, all the defender had to do was try to sling him, and when he did, slung him around and slung him forward.
Yeah, you want your running back anytime they get hit behind the line of scrimmage to always be falling forward. Good job by that young man, spinning and falling forward. Was able to get positive yards. Second down and long nine to go.
Will Talber in at tight end. Two receivers near side. Tisdale in the backfield. Barrett calls for the ball. Gives it to Tisdale right up the middle over the left side. Ball over one man, two. Has the first down as he gets down around the six. It'll be first and goal for our Vikings.
Just ran right in that B gap, turning those legs. Had a lead blocker there, making some blocks from the linebackers. Got it inside the 10-yard line. Going to have a timeout on the field. Looks like by the Generals, we're going to take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 7-0, knocking on the door, 2 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back after this.
Back at CBC Bank, Press Box High above, Martin Stadium, West James, along with Taylor Biddle. Taylor, our Vikings looking like a football team you want them to look like now. Not big plays, just picking up yardage when they need it, making the plays when you need it.
Yeah, field position, a little bit of opposite of last week when we had nothing but big bombs. We're methodically driving down the field, throwing in the flats, getting positive yards. And we're knocking on the door here again, Wes.
Generals go to a five-man front as Barrett takes a snap, gives it to Tisdale on the left side. Nothing there. Bounces outside, spins, and they'll knock him down at the two-yard line. There again, the young man doing what you said 2 weeks ago he needed to learn to do. Look for the hole. It ain't there. Bounce it outside.
Absolutely. Vertical ability is just as important as north and south ability. Now, you don't want to go backwards. but he saw the hole close vertically to his left. Sorry.
Touchdown, Vikings. Travis Fieldsdale takes it right up the middle, and the Vikings score to take a 13-0 lead.
Yeah, I got so excited talking about his play right there that he handed it off to him quick. Tempo, high tempo. When you get him that close on the ropes, go ahead and score. But, yeah, that young man popped it out the outside, set up that little touchdown run.
Degan Anderson, long snapper, up over the ball, got to top of him a little bit before the ball game. And it looks like we're going for two. We throw that number 48 around the left side, turns the corner into the pylon. And Marcus Gary has taken it into the end zone for a two-point conversion. Let's take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 15-0 back after this. Back at the CBC press box, Vikings lead 15-0 with 2:25 to go here in the quarter. You've got Matthew Williams and Donovan Greer back deep for the Generals. We'll go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating Air Drive recap right after this kickoff. Tyson Shaw sets the kickoff, puts that right foot into it. Again, a nice high kick, drives him inside the five. Momentum takes him back into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence.
Five left, the drive with 6 plays, 29 yards, took 1 minute, 57 seconds off the clock. Travis Tisdale ran the ball 2 yards for the touchdown, and Marcus Carey ran it in for a two-point conversion to make it 15-0 Vikings with 2:25 left in the first quarter.
And with Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Walker, for the Generals, he's got number 12, Eric Clay in the backfield with him. Looks to the sidelines, Twins to the near side, single receiver far side. We're in a four-man front. Now moves Clay right up to his side, gives it to Clay around the left side. We string him out. He's across the chains, across the 20, up to about the 25.
Yeah, they started in a pistol, brought Clay right up to his right, handed it off to him on the far side. Number 52, Taylor McCauley for the Vikings, able to make the stop. That young man's getting his name called a good bit tonight. Going to bring up second down and about four, maybe five to go for the Generals.
Walker for the Generals. Play action. Keeps it, looks. He starts left. We're chasing him. We hit him at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard.
He wanted to throw a little slant over here to our side of the field, saw that it was covered well, so he decided to roll to the far side. When he rolled over there, he didn't realize there was going to be two defenders there for the Vikings waiting on him. This only pickup of about a half a yard, maybe a yard.
Their best third down opportunity tonight so far. It is third and about three as they've moved the ball out to the 27-yard line.
Got to get to the 30 for a first down.
Walker for the Generals takes a snap. Gives it to Clay. Clay has the first down as he gets across the 30, up to the 31.
That is their first down on the night, and Clay in that read pass option, they decided to give it to him, turn those legs enough to get the first down. Ball out to the 33-yard line of the Generals. Vikings still leading 15-0.
A minute 14 to go here in the first quarter. Four-man front for our Vikings. Again to Clay. Clay over the left side, and he just got hit. And he'll lose about a yard, maybe. No, I think they're going to give it. They say he's stretched out to get back to the line of scrimmage.
You know, they always make fun of you when you get tackled by the punter. But our punter's our linebacker, Wes. Number 45, Tyson Shaw, stepping up, filling the hole. Great job by that young man to stopping him, really, I think, for a loss on the play.
Reminds me of a fellow from long ago named Matt Harper.
That's right.
Second and 10. We're inside a minute to go here in the first quarter. They're in the pistol. Walker looks, throws downfield, got a man wide open, gets hit. He's away from our receiver. Down the sidelines he goes, and we run him out of bounds at somewhere around our 30-yard line.
We were there to make the reception. He got behind one of our linebackers there in coverage, and we weren't able to make the tackle, broke the tackle with a big gain on the play. Terrell Belcher was able to make the tackle, but not before they get it out to the Viking 30-yard line. 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. Vikings are leading 15-0.
Walker for the Generals in the shotgun. He's waiting on the snap. Looks at a four-man front. That was a 36-yard pass. Again, they give it, I think it's to Clay right up the middle, and he gets absolutely nowhere as he, I mean, just ran. That was number 35, Myers, that carried that ball up the middle.
Devon Holmes making his presence known up front on that D-line with the tackle. Second down and 10 to go for the Generals. Might have enough for one play here left.
It's down to four. three. And that's the end of the quarter. Vikings leading 15 to nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Walker in the shotgun. Drops back. We're showing blitz off the corner. He throws right out where nobody's at, but the ball is incomplete. Stop the clock with 11:55 to go here in the first quarter. I mean, we start the second half, first half. Vikings leading 15 to nothing.
Yeah, they were able to just really get out there, had good protection, but not able to make the reception, bring up third down for the Generals.
Third and 10 from the 30. Walker again drops straight back, looking. We start to pressure him a little bit. Throws way downfield, and we knock it away at the goal line. That'll stop the clock with 11:51 to go here in the first half. Vikings still leading 15 to nothing, and it'll be fourth and 10 for the Generals. And at this point in time, you go for it.
Yeah, two possessions right there. I think on third down, incomplete. They had enough for the first down or for the touchdown, but Justin Smith, able to block the ball, and the Generals are going to be going for it here, Wes.
Walker, two receivers near side, two far side. He's got one back in the backfield with him. We're showing blitz up the middle. There we come. Squib kick. Hits at the 15, rolls at the 10, the 9, and that's where it'll roll dead. He just squib kicked it, caught us off guard. And it'll be first and 10 Vikings from our own 9-yard line. Vikings take over first and 10 from our own 9-yard line. They were 3 and out.
Yeah, right, we're able to force the little quick kick there, Wes. They were in no man's land, weren't able to kick a field goal that far, and it was too far for a first down, so they really just kind of backed it up. The quarterback did a little quick kick on us. Vikings are going to take over first and 10. Ball on their own 9-yard line, 11:41 to go in the second quarter. Vikings are leading 15 to nothing.
Michael Barrett in the shotgun with J.D. Lee back there with him. Two receivers near side. He gives it to Lee. Lee right up the middle and gets slammed to the turf as he crosses the 10. But when they sling him forward, they'll pick up a couple extra yards all the way out somewhere around the 13-yard line.
Generals right there filling that hole with the defensive lineman, number 93, Gregory Jones. And was able to stop us for a big game. But, hey, I'll take 4 yards anytime we can, Wes.
11:20 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 15 to nothing. They're showing blitz up the middle. Now they back out. Terry changes the play for the Vikings. It's all about the signals to the offensive line. Now backs out in the shotgun. Ball bounces around. It's on the ground. He picks it up. He gets back to the 10, almost to the original line of scrimmage. And it will now be 3rd and 9.
Snap kind of hit him high and right on the shoulder pads, and ball bounced straight up. He kind of looked around for it. Good job by that young man just grabbing the ball and not losing big yardage on the play. 3rd down and 9 to gain. Got to get it out to the 19-yard line, Wes.
Empty backfield. We send trips to the visitor side of the field, twins to the near side. Barrett standing at the 5. He calls for it. Generals in a 3-man front, and there comes the flag. And what have we got? They call us for a legal procedure. So instead of 3rd and 9, it's going to be 3rd and 14 as they take it back to the 6-yard line. They're actually going to set it down at the 5.
Half the distance.
10:35 to go in the half. Vikings leading 15 to nothing, but this is a 3rd and 15. We've got to get out right to the 20. Twins left, twins right. J.D. Lee back there with Barrett for added protection. He gives it to Barrett. Barrett gets across the 15 up to the 16.
Yeah, Barrett get handed off to J.D. Lee. That little guy got us a big chunk of the yards back, but not going to be enough for the first down. Ball in the 16. Got to get it to the 19. Big chunk there picked up. Going to bring on Tyson Shaw.
Now he's on his big booming punch from Tyson Shaw.
Yeah, this number 6 has no clue the leg that he's got because he's standing on his own 40, on our own 45, 46-yard line.
That's Donovan Greer for the Shiloh Generals. Again, they've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. Tyson Shaw standing at the 2. They come after it. He gets it away. High, high kick. Takes it at his own 48. It gets by one man, too. He's across the 50, the 45, the 40, the 30. Turns, spins, and we won't bring him down until he gets down to our 27-yard line.
Yeah, almost another one of those out-kicking your coverage kind of things. The guy caught it, nobody around him, and he was able to shake and bake a little bit, get upfield. Tyson Shaw was the tackler on the play. Bring it back out to the 28-yard line of the Vikings. We'll get you the return on that in just a minute. That's where the Generals are going to take over their best field position of the night.
They'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark. That was a 20-yard return. trips to the far side, single receiver near side. He gives it to number 31 right up the middle. That's Tequil Flythe, and Flythe will get nowhere as he runs into a whole host of Vikings.
Abby David are there on the stop for the Vikings, along with Elgin Griffin, one of our Deloach Body Works impact players. Going to lose a yard on the play, bring up second and about 11.
Walker puts life to his left. He turns, throws out in the flats. Catch made behind the line of scrimmage. We hit the ball's on the ground, and I think we've recovered it. The ball is on the ground, and our Vikings have recovered at the 35.
Yes, we have. They threw it out into the flats. We had a guy running in there, a little gunner running in, trying to bust up the screen. He made a move on it, but when he did, he didn't control the ball, and we hit it out of his hands. Didn't see who got the reception. Marty, you got it?
Yes, Jeff Davis got the fumble there, guys. We talked about the field position the first half. They flipped the field on us. I mean, the first quarter, and they flipped the field. The guys, we're winning at the point of attack. We're more physical, and that's what caused that fumble there, and Jeff Davis got the recovery.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Vikings take over. 9:05 to go in the half, leading 15-0 at our own 35. They'll be going from left to right on your radio dial. The ball on the far hash mark. We bring two receivers far side, two near side. Barrett calls for the ball, drops straight back in the pocket, looks, lost it way downfield, looking for Tyson Harrison, is short at the 40.
Yeah, he had all day to throw the ball intended for Tyson, but he wasn't able to get it to the perimeter like Tyson wanted it. Yeah, I kind of threw it into double coverage a little bit too there, Wes.
Sure did, but of course he put it out there where the only person that could have got it was Tyson, but Tyson would have had to come back to get it.
Hey, I like the call. After a turnover, take a shot deep. Let's see if we catch them on their heels or kind of pouting a little bit.
We give it to Tisdale over the left side. He runs right into the teeth of that general defense as he'll pick up 4 yards out to our 40. Will it be third and six? We've got to get right out to our 46-yard line.
Ball placed down on the 39, 8 minutes and 45 seconds to go. Vikings are leading 15-0. Got a turnover right there. This is our possession after the turnover.
Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett to his left. Twins to the near side. Single receiver far side. Brings Tisdale to our side. Pump fakes. Looks. They come on a rush. Throws that to Zabon Kyle. He has the first down at the 40. The 45 across the 50 into general territory down to their 42-yard line.
Yeah, anytime you give Tavon Kyle any room, he just found the zone, the hole in the zone, made the catch. Good job by them two communicating. Yards after catch, that's what he's so good doing with.
And Michael Barrett standing in the pocket, seeing the blitz coming, and still delivers. First and 10, Vikings at the general 42. They're showing blitz off the corner. We pick it up. They throw out in the flat, and that's Xavier Jenkins makes the catch, and he fights off a defender, and he'll get out of bounds around the 36-yard line.
Yeah, previous play for the Vikings, 19 yards. We do have a timeout on the field. Let's see what they're calling. Officials timeout. That previous play there by the Vikings, 19 yards, then right back to Xavier Jenkins, positive yards here after the catch, too, there, getting it upfield.
Taylor, what I'm liking about Barrett is they knew from film that Shadow likes to send the house, and they'll send one, two, three at a time. He is standing in the pocket, even when he rolls out and he sees him coming, maintaining that poise and delivering that ball. Splits his receivers. Tisdale in the backfield. Gets it, Tisdale on the counter, right to the middle, and Travis Tisdale is off to the races. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, Travis Tisdale, 37 yards on the rush. And there was a hole wide enough to drive a semi through there. Left side, that young man with his speed, ain't nobody going to catch him, my friend. Vikings jump out to a 21-0 lead, 7:58 to go, awaiting the extra point.
Dagan Anderson up over the ball. And again, what will we do? Go for two. Looks for a hole, turns outside. Did he get to the pylon? Yes, he does. In for the two-point conversion. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC press box, Vikings leading 23-0, 7:58 to go here in the half. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with a Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that play, that drive was 5 plays, 65 yards, took 1 minute, 7 seconds off the clock. Travis Tisdale ran it 37 yards for the touchdown, and Marcus Carey runs it in for a two-point conversion to make it 23-0 Vikings with 7:58 left in the second quarter.
Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Our Vikings set to kick off.
Turnovers in field position, guys. Turnovers in field position.
Williams and Greer back deep for the Generals. Tyson Shaw will be kicking toward that south end zone. Approaches the ball. Williams looks at it, but it goes into the end zone. And the Generals will take over first and 10 from their 20. And this is what we've been looking for so far this year, was a kicker that can give us good, that can drive, put them in what we call poor field position at the 20 or inside.
Yeah, you look back to last week's game where we gave Parkview the ball on the 35, the 40, the 45-yard line. It's just unacceptable in high school football. Making your opponent go 80 yards is going to be critical for us. Great job there by that young man putting it in the end zone.
Generals in the shotgun. Myers, the running back, standing right behind Walker. Now he moves up to his left. He's got trip to the far side. He gives it to Myers around the right side. We string it out, turns upfield, gets the shoulder squared up, but he only gets a yard out to the 21.
Vikings on the tackle there, number 46, Jamari Hill, and number 52. We call that young man's name a lot tonight, Taylor McCauley, inside linebacker, 5'10", 175-pound sophomore.
Give him 2 yards, second and 8 out at the 22. Again, trips to the visitor's side, single receiver near side, Walker for the Generals. He's asking for the football against a three-man front. Pump fakes, throws that catch made by number 10. He'll have the first down as he made the catch at the 31. We drove him back to the 29. That is Matthew Williams on the catch for the first down for the Generals.
That young man got enough, knew where the field was, and they would get us across the sticks. Good job catching there. We were in coverage, though, not unable to keep him from the first down. First and 10, Generals.
7:20 to go in the half. Vikings leading 23-0. And there comes a flag in, and I think we're going to have a legal procedure against the Generals.
Something looked a little awkward on that.
It's very awkward. Somebody looked off on the left side, might have jumped. That's what they call. From the 31, they'll mark it back to the 26. Will be first and 15. The Generals, again, trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Myers standing right behind D.J. Walker, the Generals quarterback. We're in the three-man front. Two linebackers up close. He calls for the ball, drops straight back, looks. We chase him out of the pocket. He starts to road toward the visitor side of the field, tucks it. All he's got to go is toward the end zone. Gets a great block on the far side to pick up about 3 yards.
Yeah, did a lot of running there for a 4 yard, maybe 5 yard gain. Let's see, they're going to give him, back 5 yards back to the original line of scrimmage. That's just the quarterback there for you, number 2, DJ Walker, showing his athletic ability. Kind of dual threat guy when you get him into space and the coverage breaks everything down. He's able to make some yards with his feet.
He will be playing on Saturday for somebody. Trips to the near side, single receiver, far side, ball on the far hash mark. Generals going from right to left on your radio dial. We're in a three-man front. Vikings looking to crash that offensive line. They drop back again, pump back again. We chase him out of the pocket. Turns, we hit him. He gets by one man. He's across the 35. The 40, he'll be close to the first down. They're going to mark him at the 40, so he'll be a yard short.
The one thing I noticed about that is scrambling. He really didn't have, good ball security. He was holding it out there, kind of like Michael Vick used to do, where he still passed it. Got to keep an eye on that and make sure he doesn't throw it over the top in a scramble position.
Third and one from the 40. He'll keep it as he crosses the 40s. According to where they mark him at.
Yeah, they got to get it to the 41-yard line. Going to depend on whether the right leg or the left leg of the official. Marty, what you think, brother?
He's going to be short. Fellas, he's short. They're going to measure it, but he's going to be about half a yard short.
Let's get on to Marty.
Guys, it's a little closer than you think, but I think that he's short by just a few inches. I mean, it's extremely close, though. If he got to the 41, it was clearly a first down. He's 3 or 4 inches short. I think it's going to be about an inch short.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Don't forget the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night at the mill. Coach will be talking about this ball game and the upcoming ball game with the Newton Rams. Good food, good atmosphere, great place to hang out with all your Viking fans.
While we wait on the it's going to be short. Going to bring up fourth down for – going to bring up fourth. Yep, it is going to be a fourth down. For all your up-to-date high school football scores every Friday night, log on to www.vidostatoday.com.
Look for a hard count. And then I look for a quarterback keeper.
Yeah. Or
if we don't jump, I look for him trying to get – he got a half a yard last time. He may try to get another half a yard here.
They could do another little quick kick thing here too.
Is he going under center or in the shotgun? He is bringing two receivers near side. And he's in the shot. No, he's going under center.
They still, no, he's not. He's in the gun. They got two timeouts still,
yep.
West.
Keeps it. Gets hit, and he will not get the first down. Come over the left side, number 42 and number 44 in on the stop for our Vikings.
42, we heard him a lot this week at the coaches show, Jahari Boone. That young man is going to cause a turnover on down. First down, Vikings.
Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 40. Not a bad play out of the shotgun. You try to string it out. You say, hey, I can cut back against the grain, pick up half a yard.
They brought the guy in motion. It's that read option. You can either give it to the guy in motion, or he can keep it. He decided to keep it. And that's what I don't like about going for it on first down. You're in the gun. Get under center hard-nosed football and gain a yard.
Twins left, twins right for our Vikings. Barrett, for the quarterback for our Vikings, calls for the ball. He rolls left, looks downfield, throws out in a flash. Oh, what a catch out there by Tyson Harris, the senior, at the 31-yard line. He'll be a yard short, but a great pass. He just laid it out. He had to lay out in front of it, make the catch as he was laying out.
Barrett rolled to the far side to really gain a little bit of extra time. Tyson Harris sticking his right foot in the ground, getting out to the flat, dive and catch. Second down, Vikings, one to go.
J.D. Lee in the backfield with Barrett, looking at a four-man front. Puts Tavon Kyle in motion toward the visitors. Give it to Lee right up the middle. He'll have the first down as he gets across the 30 down to the 29.
J.D. Lee really runs hard for the Vikings. It is going to be a first down. That's going to be our ninth of the ball game.
5:40 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 23-0, and we're down at the 29, starting to threaten again. Two receivers come near side. That's Tyson Harris, and Devon Kyle sends Xavier Jenkins to the far side. Generals in that four-man front. Barrett in the shotgun, standing at the 34, calls for the ball. Gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale bounces off one man, two, gets hit. He'll pick up 2 yards as he'll get down to about the 28. It'll be second and eight from there. Just not a whole lot on that left side as the Generals close that hole in a hurry.
Tisdale, good job right there, putting two hands on that ball. Ball security is going to be important for us.
Clock's running with 5:17 to go. Michael Barrett waiting on the snap. Got a man in motion. It's Jenkins on the jet sweep around the right side. They string it out, turns. There's nothing, gets hit, and we'll actually lose the yardage, fellas.
Jet sweep has been pretty productive for us. That time it was not. Xavier Jenkins wasn't able to get the edge, even though that young man's got a lot of speed. Going to back us up on the play.
They brought their defensive backs up and just strung it out. And just instead of trying to come in and tackle him, they just kept pushing him wider and wider until he got him hemmed up on the sidelines. Third and 10 back at the 30. We send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Tisdale in the back here with Barrett. They jump, but they don't break the plane. And we look to the sidelines. Our Vikings take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box here, high above Martin Stadium, 4:33 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 23-0.
Yeah, got third and long here, West. Ball on the 30-yard line. Got to get it out to the little past the 20-yard line for a first down. I think we got a pass and play here. We're not in field goal range, I don't believe. So I think you're probably in two-down territory here, too close to kick it.
Some quick scores. Colquitt is trailing Roswell 13-3, while Glenn Academy is putting it on Camden 35-0. Barrett takes the snap. They come off the corner. We give it to Tisdale. He goes right up the middle across the 25, and they'll stop him there. So now you're looking at third and four.
Fourth down.
And we're going for it.
Yeah, it's too far for our kicking game, I believe. So it's going to be fourth and about four, maybe five. We're going to go for it.
Marcus Gary in at one wideout. We send trips to the far side. They're looking to the sideline, needing a back end. Now they got J.D. Lee in. We've got an empty backfield, five receivers, three far side, two near side. Michael Barrett quickly throws down to Marcus Gary off his fingertips, incomplete pass. It was quick. It would have been enough for the first down. We just couldn't hold on to the ball.
Yeah, weren't able to come in, get that ball. Running a guy in off the sideline, we were one man short, really disrupted everything. It wasn't up for the first down. Like you said, weren't able to get the reception there. Going to turn it over on downs.
They'll take over first and 10 from their 29. I mean, yep, from their 24. 3:54 to go in the half. Vikings leading 23-0. Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side. They stack one behind the other. We're in a three-man front in the pistol. They bring number 12, Clay, down. Give it to Clay around the right side. He's got a hole as he gets across the 20, as he come out of the backfield and gets back to the line of scrimmage. That hole was big there for a minute.
Yeah,
but it closed quick, though,
yeah,
Taylor.
Closed pretty quick. Good job there on the edge for the Vikings. That pistol, they turned it into just a up back there to his left. Handed off to him. Going to bring up second down.
And about seven.
And about seven, maybe eight.
Again, they give it to the up back. He's right up the middle, across into the backfield. Our defensive backfield will have a first down out to the 41. And Clay just exploded past those linebackers.
Yeah, that hole opened up pretty quick. Number 35 there for the Generals, the running back, Jalen Myers. Really hit that hole hard and got enough for a first down ball on the 42-yard line, first and 10.
Again to Myers. Myers gets hit as he gets to the line of scrimmage. This time, nothing. It'll be second and 10 as we reach the three-minute mark.
Time's starting to become an issue for the Generals. They do have two timeouts, trailing 23 to nothing before halftime. They just need to start airing it out here for them.
And our Vikings get the ball to start the second half.
We do, deferred.
Again, he stacks his receivers, two on either side of the field, one behind the other. And just throws it in the ground. Incomplete pass.
Low snap there, really disrupted timing. I think he wanted a slant, but nobody was there.
Guys, he looked out there and he had the hitch route, but Brianthony Carter had just blown up the guy that was trying to block him. So Brianthony was out there in the receiver's face, so he tried to hold on to it, and it slipped out of his hand.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Walker, again, drops straight back, looks way downfield and overthrows everybody. Of course, we had a blitz coming, and he had to get rid of it in a hurry.
Tolbert off the edge there on the blitz, number 28 for us in coverage. That is Tymir Moore. That young man did good things for us last week. Going to force a punt for the Generals.
Fourth and 9 from the 40, from their 41. Walker will be punting into our territory. We've got Tyson Harris and Devon Kyle back deep. Standing about between our 30 and our 35. Walker standing on his 30. Six-man front for our Vikings. We got guys out on their gunners. There's a snap. There's a kick. Kicks it toward Harris. That's Harris. He's across the 35, the 40. The 45 cuts back one man, two spins. Look at him jumping, Jobs. He gets hit from behind as it gets into general territory down at their 47.
Tyson right there caught it on the run. Good thing, got ahead of steam. Turf Monster didn't get him this time. Was able to get it across midfield. We'll get you the yardage there in just 1 second. And there, Vikings are going to take over on the plus side of the field. We do a little bit of substituting here for the Vikings, bringing Miko Washington at receiver. 18 yards on the return for Tyson Harris.
Two receivers. Three receivers near side, single receiver far side, Tisdale in the backfield with Michael Barrett. Generals in a four-man front. Bring Tisdale in motion toward us. Oh, it's just a design quarterback keep. Barrett has the first down, spin still on his feet as he gets across the 40 down to the 35, all the way down to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, 24 yards on that carry. Do apologize there. Michael Barrett, good job keeping those feet turning. He ran out of his shoes. He was going so fast. Got to put his shoe back on. They set the chains. Vikings first and 10, ball on the 33-yard line. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the half.
Barrett takes a snap. It's now an empty backfield. Looks downfield. They come on a rush. Little screen pass to Tyson Harris. And look at Tyson turn the corner. I'm sorry. That's not Tyson.
Miko Washington, good job there. On the screen, you want the linebackers and everybody to rush at you. That's exactly what they did. Miko Washington got behind him, able to get positive yards. We'll get the yardage for you on that. Talked about him substituting in. Miko Washington, good job after the catch.
That's the first and 10 from the 20. 2 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings looking to put some more. That was a 13-yard screen pass. Barrett to Tisdale. Tisdale behind that line gets across the 20 down to the 19. And he'll get a yard. That'll make it second and 9 as the clock now approaches the minute 45 mark here in the half. Vikings are leading 23 to nothing, but looking to add to that. As Barrett looks to the sidelines, he gets the play. He sends Jenkins to the far side of the field. Cow to the near side, puts Tyson Harris in the slot. Slides Tisdale to his left, heading toward that south end zone. Generals, three-man front. Linebackers up tight. Looks, throws toward the corner to Jenkins. And a lot of pushing and shoving. Jenkins makes the catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you. Good job right there. Xavier Jenkins, one-on-one coverage. We'll take it all day long. Barrett throwing that good pass out there. Jenkins went up and got it. Or did he step out of bounds? Nope, didn't step out of bounds. That is a touchdown. Going to bring on the field goal unit.
I'll tell you what, these officials are letting the wide receivers and the defensive backs play a little bit.
Yeah, they are. They're really letting them play. Like you said, we are going to kick it this time. Colton Broom comes on to kick for the Vikings.
Anderson, the long snapper. And to hold is Foster. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box, let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive went for four plays, 47 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 20-yard completion to Xavier Jenkins for a touchdown. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through to make it 30-0. Vikings with 1:18 left on the clock.
Well, and we thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. A minute 18 to go in the half. Vikings leading 30-0. Tyson Shaw set to kick off. Williams and Greer back deep for the Shiloh Generals. Tyson Shaw approaches the ball. Nice end-over-end kick. Sails into the end zone for a touchback, and Generals will take over first and 10 from their 20.
For all the talk about him and his accuracy, he's doing a really good job tonight kicking the ball in the end zone, and that is just that's something that you don't understand the value of that until you've got a guy that can't do that.
And then once he gets a little experience and starts dropping that ball down at the 5 in that corner,
yeah.
Ooh, that could really create some problems for opposing teams.
Let the sideline be your 12th man.
Mm-hmm. Walker, D.J. Walker for the Generals and the shotgun. Two receivers far side, two near side. Can't see the number of the running back from here, so I'm not going to say his name because I'll be said it wrong.
It's like 12.
But that's 12, that's Clay.
Yep.
In the pistol, we're in a three-man front. Walker, straight back, looking. Throws out to Clay coming out of the backfield. He gets a block on the side. We hit him. He's across the 25 up to the 26-yard line.
Yeah, you got to account for the running back when he comes out of the backfield in the flat. He's able to catch that ball and get positive yardage. Florida State knows the ability of that. Dalvin Cook last week doing a good job getting upfield. We were able to make the tackle, though.
Second and four. Again, Walker dropping straight back. Look, now we start to put some pressure on him. Scrubs to scramble, comes towards the press box, pulls up, throws out, and tries to hit a receiver at our 49, and did he make the catch? They say, what are they going to put him down at?
Yes, he did make it.
At their 49.
Number six, Davin Greer on the reception. Coverage really kind of broke down there, scrambled. Everybody was deep. The receiver came back to the ball, which is what you want him to do. Able to make the catch, ball on the 48-yard line of the Generals.
Twins left, twins right. We're in a three-man front. Again, Walker for the Generals. Straight back. We start to pressure him. He turns. We're coming after him. He tucks the ball. He's got no place to go but out of bounds, and he runs out of bounds back at the 48, the original line of scrimmage. 30.3 seconds to go here in the half with the Vikings leading 30-0. The Generals have two timeouts left, but it will be they lose a yard, so it'll be second and 11. Ball on the near hash mark. Generals going from right to left on your radio dial. Clay in the backfield for Shiloh. Vikings in a three-man front. Now we walk a linebacker up on the line of scrimmage on our side. Shifts Clay right behind him with trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Barks out signals. Quickly throws the ball downfield up in the air and throws behind number 10, Matthew Williams. Matthew didn't even turn his head back. That'll stop the clock. Didn't even turn his head around to see if the ball was coming.
Yeah, Justin Smith on coverage. Really just kind of threw it out of bounds there, too. Nobody turned to look for the ball, and the ball was heading out of bounds. Does stop the clock, 25.9 seconds to go in the first half. Going to bring up third down. Vikings are leading 30-0.
It'll be third and 11. The ball at the general, 47-yard line. D.J. Walker for the Generals, and he tucks the ball. We send a blitz. He cuts, keeps it, throws downfield, and throws behind the receiver for an incomplete pass. That'll make it fourth and 11 and stops the clock with 20 seconds to go.
Anytime the quarterback's scrambling, especially a dual threat guy like him, you kind of get nervous. Doing a good job, I think, by the Vikings defending that. You don't want that guy to sneak behind you and the DB looking in the backfield trying to come up and make a stop. That's why you got linebackers and you got those guys, interior guys up front that can make that tackle. Good job in coverage by the Vikings.
We had Tyson Shaw back to the receiver punt. They bring him off. They send Tavon Kyle back deep. Walker to punt for Shiloh, standing at his own 35. So that's Austin Robinson back deep for our Vikings. And a timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC press box, there is 20.1 seconds to go in the half. Vikings leading 30-0. Walker set to punt. Austin Robinson back deep for our Vikings. He gets it away. Ooh. Oh, squib kick.
Hit off his up-back helmet.
And it'll bounce out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Vikings will take over 13.7 seconds to go from there.
Hit off the up-backed helmet and went straight up in the air out of bounds. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't think I have either. Now,
shouldn't it be down right there?
Do you take a knee? You got first touching, but.
Yeah, I think it's got to go past the line of scrimmage for that to take place. The guy, I guarantee you that guy's going to need some Excedrin after that. It hit him at about 100 miles an hour in the back of the head. I don't think you're going to take a knee here, Bill.
No, sir, you don't. Maybe you hit towards the end zone. That's what Barrett's going to do. Nope. Get it to the running back over the right side. That's J.D. Lee as he tries to get to the corner, gets hit. And we get out to the 46-yard line, and we call timeout with 6.9 seconds.
Not yet. I'm hoping they do call timeout.
Yeah, we called. I thought they did anyway.
They do have the first down chain set, and they're going to wind it. We did not call timeout.
And they're going to let it run out. We'll go to halftime, leading 30-0, but let's go downstairs. Marty Rogers and Coach Mack.
Coach, you said before the game you wanted the team to come out and play hard. You're up 30-0 at half. What do you think about your team's play so far?
We're playing good, you know. We're executing well. We hadn't turned it over, I don't think. Defense is playing locked out. We just got to keep it up.
Coach, you talk about your defense. You've only given up about 3 first downs, I think. You're winning at the point of attack, being more physical. Talk to us about the play of your defense and how proud are you of them so far?
I'm very proud of them. You know, it's definitely their best start this year against a good team. So, you know, we're getting off block, we're making tackles, secondary's competing. You know, we're getting just enough pressure on the quarterback. Probably need to do a little bit better job of containing him this next
day. Absolutely, Coach. Thank you for your time, Coach. Guys, we actually got him to stop tonight.
Marty,
breakthrough.
Marty, I want to thank you for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview. As we head now to the halftime show, brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. Whatever life has in store for you, they have you covered. We're going to take a 5-minute break here on the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors halftime show. We come back, we'll go over the halftime stats, get you ready for the second half. Vikings lead 30-0 over the Shiloh Generals. We'll be back after this 5-minute break on the Viking Radio Network, 99.5. Kicks Country. And welcome back to the field, folks, as we watch the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen. Missed them last week, of course, up in Parkview. Good to see him back out on the field tonight. Joining me up here in the booth is Taylor Stubbs. Taylor, you've been, along with Larry, working through the stats. And we look down the first half stats, the Vikings 13 first downs. Marty mentioned 3 first downs for Shiloh. Actually, it's 5 first downs. They got a couple more here in that last drive before they had to punt the ball away. But the Vikings just seem to dominate so far, 24 carries, 147 yards on the ground, 87 yards in the air, for a total of 232 yards and only 117 for the Shiloh Generals. It just seems that that Lowndes, you know, maybe as well as they're playing, still seem to be in a little bit of a fog, like they're just not as sharp as they were against Parkview.
Right, and in their defense, though, coming off that Parkview game, it was high intensity. It was real close. It was real intense, and it's just hard to bounce back week after week to come back just like they performed in Parkview. I mean, it was super close, and now it's kind of laid back, just kind of making sure we get our formations right and get set and get the basics right now, and that's basically what we're doing, so you can't ask for much more.
Yeah, as we said, it just looks like it's a little bit slower moving. Shiloh, a good football team, but not the quality of Parkview. The plays that Shiloh is running a little bit is relying on just their guys getting open and just slinging the ball down the field. Our defensive backs are doing a good job blocking those and staying in front of the wide receivers. And as a result, DJ Walker is not able to find those open receivers downfield.
Right, they're a quick passing team, and Lions have been able to shut down the quick passes on defense with our corners, with our safeties. They've just been able to shut down the pass, and it's caused a bunch of open or broken plays where the receivers are just running around, coming back to the quarterback while the quarterback is scrambling for his life in the backfield.
Yep. For individuals, Travis Tisdale is our leading rusher right now, 11 carries for 82 yards. He's got two touchdowns on the evening so far. Michael Barrett with 25 carries for 23 yards. J.D. Lee with 6 carries for 43 yards. Michael also had a rushing touchdown. In the air, Michael has thrown the ball 13 times, completed 7 for 85 yards and 1 touchdown. That was to Xavier Jenkins.
And you have to give props to Xavier Jenkins on that because he had defender in tight defense right on him, just was able to make the jump over him and haul it in for the touchdown on the corner.
Yeah, Xavier Jenkins with that height, one-on-one, you just got to throw the ball up. He's able to get up, get over the defender, make the catch, and just stepped into the end zone. Tavon Kyle started the game tonight with a dropped ball. We talked about how sure-handed Tavon Kyle is. After that drop, he's kind of gathered himself back up. Three catches for 38 yards. And then we also have Tyson Harris with a catch for 9. And Miko Washington also with one catch for 13 yards. Defensively tonight, we've had a lot of guys making a lot of big impacts tonight. Austin Robinson with 3 tackles tonight. We've seen Tyson Shaw as well.
Tommy Owens has stepped up with 3 tackles.
Yeah, Tommy Owens along with Jahari Boone's got a couple of tackles. Just a really a good night spreading it around. Yeah, Tommy Owens has been playing really, really well. We've also called McCauley's name a couple times tonight, number 52. He's able to make some tackles. Along with Dagan Anderson on one of the punts, he was able to make the tackle. And then Elgin Griffin as well. Brenton E. Carter with a pass breakup. That's what your defensive stats look like as we are at halftime here. The Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime report. The Vikings leading 30-0 over the Shiloh Generals. The clock says 10 minutes, 35 seconds. We're going to take another 5-minute break here on the halftime show. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half as the Generals will come out and have to kick off. The Vikings will get the ball to start the second half. You're listening to the Vikings Radio Network here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Report. Whatever life has in store for you, they've got you covered. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break.